Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration this morning. Bless you as you listen in again. Okay, we're going to continue with our study of Proverbs. As I have mentioned before, much of Proverbs is specifically written to young men. And I want to go through that this morning, just looking at the different verses where I looked up and the word son or comes up, S-O-N comes up in Proverbs about 50 some times. So I want to just look at a few of those verses that are specifically addressing young men and the specific temptations that young men face. So we're going to start with Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7 to 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. So he's just reminding him to hear his father and his mother. You know, as I think about the book of Proverbs, and you know, just wisdom in general, and you know, I know especially as young men, many times they are it's very easy for young men to feel like somebody older is just you know, being strict or whatever, and they feel like they can get away with things and even want to ignore wisdom and instruction. And just going to look at a few things here and the end of somebody who does not follow instructions or listen to wisdom. It's like somebody that is driving down the road at 60 miles an hour and comes to the sign that said road closed, bridge out, or something like that, and wants to just continue driving, and after a bit comes to a barricade that says closed, bridge out, and they just keep driving out around the barricade and keep right on going. That sounds very silly, very foolish, and yet it is so true about those who refuse to hear instruction or refuse to hear the words of wisdom. And here I'm going to give a little bit, Proverbs gives a few illustrations of that. Proverbs, again, chapter 1, verse 10 to 19. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owner thereof. And it gives these illustrations of just some of the maybe specific temptations that young men face, and then the end of that path, that where that takes them. And let's go to chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, first of all. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Again, giving an illustration of how chastening is not for his destruction, but for his safety. And even as a father corrects his son in whom he delights, that his correction is not for his restriction or for his to make life miserable, but it's to protect him. And then verse 19 to 24, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Sound wisdom and discretion is life to the soul and grace to the neck. Then shalt thou walk in the way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And then, let me go on to chapter 4, verse 1 to 9. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her, and she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And here it gives you, and it's beautiful how he gives both sides of it. On one side he gives the path of destruction and those who where those end up, and then the other side he gives the path of life. And again, just laying before us some key things that are specific desires of young men. Verse 8, exalt her, and she's talking about wisdom and understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall be delivered to thee. Then chapter 5, verse 1 to, I think I'm just going to read the whole chapter there. We have time. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern. So there he gives the bad side of it, the story of the man that went down the wrong path and his end, his wealth was given to strangers. His labors ended up in the house of someone he didn't know, and he gave his honor to someone else. And then, starting in verse 15, drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in thy street. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as a loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. He shall die without instruction, and the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Then in chapter 6, verse 20-29, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So is he that goeth into his neighbor's wife. Whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. And he uses some very graphic language there of the end of such a man. He shall be brought to a piece of bread. By means of a whorish woman, he shall be brought to a piece of bread. And he says, talks about taking fire into his bosom or walking on hot coals. Then verse 10, or chapter 10. Chapter 10 and verse 1 and verse 5. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Verse 5, he that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. And then verse 13, or chapter 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. And then chapter 17, a few verses. Verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. 23, chapter 23, verse 19-35. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom, and instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. My son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine, look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his honor, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have stricken me, shalt thou say, and I was not sick. They have beaten me, and I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. This passage talks about two major temptations for young men. First of all, it talks about the strange woman, and then it talks about drunkenness. Maybe gluttonous too, maybe not in this place. But chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. My son, eat thou honey, because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul when thou hast found it. Then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Here he's comparing wisdom with honey, something that is sweet, something that tastes good. And then verse 21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. That's an interesting verse there. Meddle not with them that are given to change. It seems like when people are quick to change, or, you know, often it's they're not considering the wisdom of somebody that went before them, and why things were the way they are. Well, I should continue there maybe also. There's a few more verses that explain that. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Change is not always bad, but we need to be very careful and very measured and very wise in how we change things that our parents, our forefathers have established, and not just be careless with what we have been given. So I think we will end there for this time, and next time we will look at I think maybe verses that specifically relate to business dealings. So God bless you.